So in this live, I'll be giving you six different places to find content ideas. By the way, if you're struggling with content, you don't know what to post, you don't know how to source content ideas, you don't know how to structure your content to grow, to get more sales, my Content Mastery Workshop registration is now open. So if you'd like to sign up for that, you can click the link in my bio. Monique, thanks for joining. So the first place you can source content ideas is going to be Google. Simply going to Google and typing in a root keyword. Google's going to pull up questions that people are asking about their product or service. So, also the auto suggest function in Google. Again, you type in a root keyword and Google is going to auto suggest other keywords or topics that people are searching when they come into Google to search for your products or services. YouTube is going to be the second place. Same concept as Google. People come to YouTube to search for solutions to their problems. So you type in a root keyword, and YouTube will auto suggest other topics or keyword phrases that people are searching when they're searching for your products or services. The third is going to be hair related Facebook groups. So if you're selling hair or you're doing hair, join a bunch of your local hair related Facebook groups and just scan those groups. There's going to be people in there every day asking different questions about hair extensions, about wigs. So you can take it upon yourself to, make a list of the top questions that people are asking and create questions, or, I mean, create content around those questions. The fourth place is going to be the comment section of your competitors. So a lot of people, they're asking questions in the comment section of your competitors, and your competitors aren't answering those questions. So one thing you can do is hurry up and quickly create content around those questions and DM that content to the people asking those questions. So, that's a way of you providing value to that person. That's one way to get that person to engage with you, follow you, maybe even buy from you. Thanks for joining. The fourth is going to be, or actually the fifth is going to be the questions that you're getting in your direct message. So I know a ton of y'all are getting a million questions in your DM about hair, about getting hair done, things of that nature. So again, make a list of the questions that you're getting in your DM and create content around those. Most likely people are asking you questions in your DM about your products and services because you aren't answering those questions in your existing content. So by you creating content around the questions you get in your DM, you're kind of saving yourself some time. You post that content, and anytime someone has that question, any new follower, any old follower, they can just reference that content. That way they don't have to worry about DMing you. And the sixth way to source content ideas is going to be using the search function on Twitter. So Twitter has a search engine, essentially. And you can search to see what people are actually tweeting in Twitter. So again, put in a root keyword, maybe lace front wigs, full lace wig extensions, whatever products or services that you are offer, and click on the latest tab, and Twitter is going to give you the latest tweets about your products or services. And again, if you see any questions related to products or services that you offer, you can create content around those questions as well. Any questions about content? So again, those are the simple six easy ways to find content ideas: Google, YouTube, hair-related Facebook groups, the comment section of your competitors, the questions that you're getting in DM, and using the Twitter search function to see what people are tweeting in real time about your products or services. Again, my Content Mastery Workshop registration is available. So if you're still struggling with content, you don't know what to post, when to post, how to structure your content, where to get content ideas, you can sign up for that by clicking the link in my bio. Thanks for listening. If you find this podcast helpful or useful, please leave me a 5-star review wherever you consume your podcast at. Again, thanks for listening.